Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 161. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. It's been a busy couple weeks for me here at the school, getting things up and running. And on top of that, I have been having some wicked allergy attacks recently. And so I'm a little late getting the podcast recorded this week, but I think I saved you all from listening to a sniffly podcast host. So I'm going to jump right into it this week with some things that I've been working on with my student technology club this week. And it's kind of funny because last year at this time, we were basically just getting our Educational Technology Center up and running. And when we started off, we had a Chromebook and a monitor. And that was the year previous. And at the beginning of the year last year, we had all of our donated computers, which we set up at the beginning of the year. And then shortly after that, we got everything up, set up and running, the room configured exactly how we wanted it to be configured. And right after that became the whole getting ready for the International Space Station contact, which got drawn out for months. So last year's project was this whole, it almost took the whole school year to try to finalize everything for the space station contact. Well, this year, my goal is to improve what we have, use what we have, and come up with unique ways to use these items in the room. A lot of them are donated computers, a lot of them running various Linux distributions. But we do have some new additions. So we have our amateur radio station. We're running IRLP with that. So we can connect to the East Coast Reflector and we can hear communications all along the East Coast through licensed amateur radio operators. And so we have a couple of Windows 10 machines. We have a couple of Chromebooks that we have sort of built ourselves from broken parts. We've got our System 76 laptop. We've got a couple of Raspberry Pis. We have a couple of used HP all-in-one computers. One is running Cloud Ready, which is the Chrome OS, open source Chrome OS alternative. And then we also have the HP all-in-one using a mixture of the LHS Ubuntu spin for amateur radio and SkyWave Linux. It's dual booted. So we have a bunch of things that we have had installed last year. And this year we have a new computer. And my whole goal with this was to get students using every operating system imaginable, and I wanted them to have experience on all these types of computers so that if they were ever to become go into computer science or that type of thing, they're prepared better than, say, anybody else. So one of the things that I was missing was a Mac. Now, we could have gotten fancy and done something like a Hackintosh, or we could have spun up a VM or something like that. But the legalities of that is questionable at best. So I decided last year to requisition a new Mac. Now, originally, my goal was to get a MacBook Pro of some kind and or just a MacBook of some kind, but they're quite pricey, and I didn't really see the benefit of the cost of that much of a computer for this particular group. Now, what I decided to do ultimately was to purchase a Mac Mini, and this is traditionally, years ago, it was a low-powered machine. It was sort of the budget Mac. You could get them fairly cheap, but you suffered the consequences by not having the ability to have the high-powered. It wasn't a high-powered Mac. It was a low-spec Mac. It seems to have changed within the last, I don't know, 5 years or so. And I want to talk about it briefly today. So the Mac Mini that we got, it wasn't souped up as high as we could get it, but it is a nice computer. It's a 3.2 gigahertz with 16 gigabytes of RAM and 256 gigabyte hard drive. It's got the 10 gigabits Ethernet. It's got an HDMI port. It also has, you know, just like any other Mac, it's got Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. And on top of that, it's got 3 Thunderbolt USB-C ports on it in the back. So it's a 6-core processor, and it's an i7. And I couldn't remember when I requisitioned if I did i5 or i7. And then I remembered, I don't do i5s when I can help it. So, so this computer, we purchased this for various reasons. So again, looking at students having the ability to test and try operating systems at their convenience. With the Macs, you're going to get things like the iMovie. You're going to get the Mac Photos software. You're going to get things like iTunes, which is going to be going away as soon as the next OS comes out. And so you're having the sort of the Mac spin on all of their software that's included with the Mac. So you're getting Keynote, Pages, like the PowerPoint and Microsoft Word alternatives. So it's very beneficial to have them. iMovie is a good place to start for video editing. It's not the greatest, but it does a lot. So I would like to get some students doing some video editing, both on Linux and on Mac, and let them pick and see which ones they like the best. So right off the bat, when I opened the box, you're greeted with the very sleek and well-designed Apple boxing of the Mac Mini. And I remember the Mac Minis from back in the day that were white. This is a completely like space gray, that space gray from an iPhone type design. It's almost black, but not quite black. Very lightweight, and it actually replaced an old HP desktop. We took an old HP desktop out, and just the form factor itself gave us a little bit more room to work on our desk. We're always doing sort of repair work on Chromebooks in our EdTech Center, and so it gave us a little bit more room to work with. We already had a monitor. We had a USB Logitech K400 keyboard, and we had a mouse already lined up, and the network cable was already there as well. So it was really just a plug and play type of thing. So it made really easy to set up. Now, we have some old monitors at school, HP Compact LA 2006X, and they're really nice monitors. So we've got a few of them in our lab, so to speak, and we plugged the Mac Mini into it and turned it on, and it gave us a message that said screen resolution wasn't set correctly, make changes in system preferences. Well, we couldn't see the desktop to do that. But luckily, right next to this monitor, I had an old TV with an HDMI port. So I plugged the TV into the Mac Mini, and it came up on the TV. So we went through the install process, which is always very easy on the Mac. And it set up just fine. It was great. And started installing some software that I knew that we wanted on it. We wanted OBS on there. I wanted Audacity on there. Just for the ability to do live streaming, which this year I would like to sort of build on what we've done in the past, and maybe live stream some basketball games, maybe some sporting events, or if we can get into live streaming concerts here at the school. And hopefully we can build it so we can do it right from this room. So that's sort of a side project that I'm working on. So we got the computer up and running, and the only issue is I didn't really want it plugged into the TV. So I tried to plug it back into the monitor, and it worked just fine. But every time I boot it, it comes up to with this screen resolution problem. I unplug the HDMI and plug it back in, and it works fine. So I'm not really sure what's happening there. I got to research that a little bit more. Maybe it's something that could be fixable here without too much work. So overall, the Mac Mini, I was actually pleasantly surprised with that i7 processor that it flies. It's a really nice little computer here. And one of the things, it's got that, I think I said it wrong earlier. It's an 8th generation 6-core processor. And it's got DDR4 memory. I think it's got 16 gigs of DDR4 memory. And reasonably priced for that. I don't remember exactly the cost of it off the top of my head. I have to go look. But we didn't build any super intense graphics or anything like that. So we tried to keep the cost as low as possible when we did that. This is my first Mac Mini purchase. I've considered it personally for myself in the past, but it's a great option for anybody who's wants to get into the Mac, but without having to pay the really crazy, insane MacBook Pro prices. So it is a budget computer, but it does pack a little punch if you soup up the processor and give it a little bit more RAM. So I believe the hard drive is a PCIe-based SSD storage, which I'm not sure if it's soldered on or if it's something that can be expanded on in the future. I'm kind of curious about that. We haven't opened it up yet to take a look at the internals, but maybe someday we'll do that. So this is, we don't want to turn this into a Mac lab or anything like that, but having the ability to just have students come in and use GarageBand, which is a unique piece of software, is something that's would be beneficial to them. I've got a lot of music students that would be able to use GarageBand to record themselves with that type of thing. So it's a tool that we intend on using with everything else in our EdTech Center. And we spent some time sort of upgrading things over the last few days. We have sort of cleaned up the room a little bit, and some machines that were wired, we decided to hardwire so we can get faster network on them. Just things like that we're sort of working on this year at the beginning of the year. The kids have already been extremely active in the group. We had a box of Chromebooks that sort of came in over the summer that needed repair work. So they repaired all of the screens, got them up and running. And so the kids are off and running too. So it's kind of neat to see the beginning of last year compared to the beginning of this year. Whereas last year, everything was really unorganized. This year, everything is sort of set and organized. So I've got a lot of great ideas for our student technology club here at school for this year. And now that I'm sort of over these allergy attacks, hopefully, we're just going to hit the ground running from here on out. So I'm curious if anybody else out there has a Mac Mini, and if you've had issues with an HDMI cable plugged into a monitor. The only thing that I can think of is that it's a DVI to HDMI, and maybe there's some issues there. But so if you have any thoughts on that, let me know. Maybe it's just something in the settings that needs to be tweaked a little bit. And I would ultimately like to not have to unplug and plug in the HDMI cable every time the computer boots. So something I have to think about. It is an older monitor, and I know that too. So just kind of curious about that. So what else is happening here? The other things that we did, I mentioned that we have a Logitech K400 USB keyboard. This got brought up in the Discord chat room when I posted a picture earlier this week. And we used to have one, but I liked them so much that we actually purchased, I believe, two or three more of them to kind of get rid of the wired keyboards that just were bulky and took up a lot of room. So I really like the Logitech K400 USB keyboard. There's a newer model out, I believe, but with this one you have it's a keyboard along with a touchpad and right and left click buttons for a mouse, all built onto the same keyboard, and it works really great for just being able to pull the USB adapter out and plug it into another computer next to it. And and then all of our computers have the ability to have this keyboard being used. Makes it super easy switching back and forth to certain computers. So that's another thing we got. We also bought it's a Harman Bluetooth speaker, and you can get it at Best Buy. I'm going to pull it up right here. So it is a round speaker, Bluetooth speaker. It's got like a kickstand behind it, and probably one of the best Bluetooth speakers that I've ever heard. And I'm pretty particular with speakers. Basically, you plug it in and charge it, and you can carry this thing anywhere. So it's got a chargeable battery to it. And super easy to connect to with just about everything that we're using here. It's got a really great sound. The volume is nice and loud. It's probably a 10-inch or 12-inch around speaker. I've got one at the house that my wife uses, and it's a really it's a great speaker for just listening to podcasts, listening to music, that type of thing. We bought it at Best Buy. When it's not on sale, it's like $150, but we bought it really cheap on sale about a year ago. And I think we got this one on sale too for the school. So it's kind of useful when you're using multiple machines and you want good sound coming from whatever machine you're using. So we purchased the Bluetooth speaker to have sound for all of the systems that we're using. So we are in good shape this year with our Educational Technology Center. And if you got any questions, I know a lot of people seem to be interested in the Student Technology Club. I've received emails in the past. If you would like to get in some more information, just send me an email, mrptechreviews@gmail.com. I'd be glad to help you out there. On top of doing all this, of course, is my normal teaching job. And I've been super busy with not only the start of the school year, but there's a lot of things that have been sort of thrown my way. I recently acquired a music library of about 159 songs that were all written specifically for the band that I play in professionally. And so I've been trying, it's all unorganized, so I've been trying to organize that music. We've got a concert coming up next Friday. It's a tribute concert. And so I've been trying to organize that. In the process, I also mentioned to you that we're using applying for grants and things like that over the summer. Well, those are starting to come into fruition. So sort of everything is coming at me all at once. On top of that, I was asked to play in a 50th anniversary alumni concert for one of the colleges that I went to. I was selected as one of five people on my instrument out of the 50-year history of this college, and I'm quite honored to be a part of that. That's coming in a few weeks. On top of that, and I want to mention this to all of you, if you have a second, take a look at instrumentofhope.org. It's a website, instrumentofhope.org. The Instrument of Hope is a trumpet made by the students of Parkland High School who have wanted to do something to make up for the horrible event that happened at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. They took a bunch of AR-15 shells, they melted them down, made a trumpet out of it. And this trumpet has been on tour for several years. And with that, all the greatest musicians out there who are trumpet players, who play in famous bands, have played this trumpet. It's been on tour, it's been performed for over 100,000 people. Now, I've signed up for this and recently worked on getting it to come to my area. So that's another project that we're working on. So this trumpet is coming to my area. And I reached out to the trumpet maker who made this trumpet, and I would love to get him on this show coming up in a couple weeks once we have actually got the horn. His name is Josh Landris. So I'm in touch with him, and I would really like to get him on this show. I hope it works out that our schedules will line up at some point. I reached out to him last spring when I first enrolled for this, and he was very interested. So I'd like to get him on the show within a couple of weeks. So there's a lot coming at me. There's a couple of emails I still need to get to, so I apologize for taking so long. For those of you who are listening, it's just been really crazy busy here. So I'm still intending on producing a show every week. So that's just a heads up for all of you that it's been really crazy. Things will settle down eventually, probably by mid to late October. So thanks so much for listening, guys. If you have any questions, send me an email, mrptechreviews@gmail.com. You could also just say hello and that you're a listener of the show. I'd love to hear from you. Go to PodNuts, check out all the other shows on the PodNuts Network. Thanks to Door-to-Door Geek for publishing the show every week. That's going to do it for this week, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time.